Mary, do you want to do that?
Well, gee, just for a simple thing. Is there, point of information, is there anyone that would want a mailed ballot? Because everyone has email, and every time I've
not
seen any, maybe we don't need to do this. Well, we have everybody but Deb Shafto and Jane Gatewood.
Harrison does not have email.
Thank you.
Oh, you don't? I didn't know that.
So. And also, just as a point of information, for point of clarification, for people who don't necessarily have, people who travel and don't have a laptop that they can walk with. You know,
excuse me. Yeah, there's a motion to reconsider. Okay. Mary, do you want to move that? Reconsider number three.
Okay. Can we do it pretty fast?
Yeah. Are there any objections to reconsidering number three? All right. Hearing none, then Mary, do you want to reconsider that date? Propose
yeah.
your new date and number three.
Let's see, May 1st is a Sunday, is that correct? So
May 1st is Labor Day, we're not working.
Well, it's on a Sunday, though, right?
No, it's a Monday. May 1st is a Monday.
Well, then, how about April 29th? Because you can't postmark something on a Sunday.
Under no way can you have it on May 2nd.
Well, I'm saying April 29th.
Okay,
because well,
I got drafted into being a secretary for the archives committee.
Point of order?
Yes.
If we're going to change that to May 29th, we also have to revisit.
I'm sorry, I meant April 29th.
No, I'm sorry, that's what I meant. But
oh, okay.
we would have to revisit item 2, which says that nominations are open until the 30th.
Oh. Okay, just say the 30th and... Okay, 30th.
We can leave it the 30th, and we'll assume that it's understood that the holiday, the day following, always obtains. If anyone, I hope no one will disagree with that.
So what do you think?
Moving to reconsider that the date in number 3 ballot shall be sent by post to any member requesting such. The ballots will be sent out by April 30th.
Point of clarification, we can't say the same date that nominations close. Because if people are doing email nominations, they have until midnight. And if
okay.
it's sent out at 12:01, then it's a different day. It can't be the same day.
Okay, so now what do we do?
Well, should we say the 1st? Is the 1st a legal holiday?
Well, what's wrong with May 2nd?
Excuse me, is May 1st a legal holiday?
Only
no.
for workers.
No.
Not in this
it's
country.
It is
meaning the post office
workers.
Is not closed, is my point.
It's so not a government
I think it's probably your call since you will be working.
May 1st is
I'm
Monday,
sorry, what did
May
you say,
2nd?
Callan?
I'm saying it's probably Mary's call because she will have to be doing the work, and if the date falls on May 1st, she would have to decide whether to do it on that date or not. So, Mary, do you want to put a date in there that you can...
Well,
with?
I just think the 2nd.
May 2nd.
Because there's no postmarks on May 1st.
Okay, good enough.
I don't think the post office is open as far as I know.
That's why I asked if it was a legal holiday. I wasn't sure.
I thought it was.
All right, well, May 2nd. Are there any objections to May 2nd in number 3? All right, hearing none, then we'll change...
I object.
May 2nd. Excuse me?
I object.
You object?
Melinda?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I've got an archives committee for the PMB, and I'm the secretary. Mm-hmm.
No, this is not a PMB. Mary is going to be the secretary.
I'm going to be the secretary.
Will be returned
you
by
have to do
Mary
anything.
Burke.
I'll be honest with you. I really don't really think that... I don't want to do snail mail.
Melinda, you don't need
you're
to.
Harrison
to
doesn't
do
have
anything.
Any email. He doesn't have a choice.
Can I get on the stack? I think she's unclear about something.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Serene.
Yeah. The May 2nd date is the date by which Mary will have to either send it out as an attachment to people who can access their email or send it by U.S. Post to people who request that it be sent to them that way. It doesn't affect you. You can print it on the 4th, the 5th, the 6th, whatever you want, and send it in.
Okay.
Melinda?
Does that clarify?
So it's an email.
Right.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
you
cool.
You can do the email thing. You don't have to do it by email.
All right, good. Fine. there are no objections, we'll accept that change in number 3. And then we'll go to number 4. And Mary, you wanted to propose that date. Are we leaving that at May 15th?
We'll leave that the same.
All right. Are there any other changes proposed?
At Mary Berg? Yeah,
yes,
I
ma'am.
Do that. Yeah, to the Elections Committee Secretary.
Right.
Pro Tem.
And strike of the P&B.
Correct. Are there any objections to that change? All right, moving right along. That will be accepted then. And then number 5 says the Secretary.
Hello,
excuse me?
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
The remainder of item 4 says which ballot shall be retained for inspection upon request by members of the election
for
committee
inspection.
At the next quarterly meeting.
Has members, that, plural.
And is that how we want to handle that? Change member to members.
Correct. Yeah. Okay.
And since our secretary will. Since the Secretary Pro Tem will be going to that particular meeting, shall we keep it that way?
I'm sorry, someone is breathing into the phone. I can't hear you.
Shall we what, Terry?
Well, this does not address Serene's point about tallying those ballots at an LSD meeting, if there's going to be one within the time period. I'd be satisfied just to change member to members.
Yeah, so let's consider that Scrivener's error and change it. Someone is breathing very heavily into the phone.
Right, is someone all right?
Could someone mute themselves? Thank you.
Breathing? Or...
no,
well,
no.
I tried it, and I'm still here. I wanted to see if it was me.
If that is the only change, are there any objections to changing member to members?
No, I'd like to offer another amendment.
Are there any other changes for number 4?
No, Serene has one.
I'm sorry, can you hear me? I'd like to offer an amendment.
I did not hear you, Serene. Thank you. Go ahead.
Which ballots shall be opened at a public meeting of the, what is that? You're an A, right, Mary?
Yeah.
At the KPFA LSD or a committee of the at a meeting of the KPFA LSD or one of its committees.
How about staff people of the station?
Do you have any meetings between the 15th and the 20th scheduled already?
We have an LSD meeting on the 20th.
Well then.
Oh, okay.
So the whole
no, the 20th. That's
right.
Oh.
So it has to be received by the 15th.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or if you have a committee meeting somewhere between the 15th and the 20th.
Yeah, that'd be easier. It'd be real hard at the LSB meeting.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah,
that's really not a good time to bring ballots. And people are all, yeah. Okay. So you're saying shall be opened by?
Shall be, which ballots shall be opened at a public meeting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Of the KPFA, LSB, or one of its committees. In this case, if you have a meeting between the 15th and the 20th of some committee, you can just do it there.
Okay.
And then the results will be shared with the group, and those people will officiate at the May 21st meeting, assuming we approve that day.
Okay.
And the results will be... Oh, well, that's in the next...
Well, that she's just inserting this language.
Right.
And the rest of it, Serene, you keep the same, right? You're just inserting this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, she's striking the... she's not.
She's not striking.
Well, yeah, and 5 we'll have to... We're not doing 5, though. We're doing 4. We're still on 4, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
You're adding to that the language that says, which ballots shall be opened at a public meeting of the KPFA, LSB, or a committee meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Period, right?
Mm-hmm.
Semicolon. All right. Any objections to adding that?
And then it'll be and shall be retained. So just tack the word and to the end there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did I hear another voice on the stack?
Yeah, I don't think you wanted to hear what it was saying.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Last chance. All right.
Bring it on.
Anybody objecting to that language? Can we approve that as stated? All right. Let's go right ahead then. That's approved. And then number five, the secretary of the, all right, the pro tem.
The same thing, the elections committee, that would follow, pro tem.
Right, same language. Shall announce the results of the election to the chair and...
No, to the committee.
To the committee.
Committee. Okay, by May...
Terry?
20th, 2006, in time for the next meeting of the elections committee on May 21st. Mm-hmm. Yes, Terry.
Rather than by May 20th, if there's a committee meeting earlier, and since our meeting is on the 21st, instead of May 20th, I propose we say soon thereafter.
Soon thereafter, by email, perhaps?
Well, I'm not understanding, Terry.
Well,
you just want the notice to get out before the meeting date.
Yeah, the secretary of the PMBA shall announce the results of the election to the committee by email soon thereafter, in time for the next meeting of the Elections Committee on May 21st, 2006.
Mm-hmm.
Point of personal privilege, I think.
Please.
Sir.
Go ahead.
Well, first, we already agreed to go. We have the Elections Committee pro tem, but to say by email would mean that Harrison couldn't get the results. So I wouldn't like to put that in.
This is Harrison. I think that in my particular case, Terry can help me out. Or Don.
Mary, does that answer your question?
And my second point is, I don't know why it matters by May 20th, and we're having our meeting the day after, right? So why? What is the problem with that?
There's no difference between soon thereafter and May 20th. No operational difference that I
mean, we don't want to have it announced after the 21st, the May meeting.
No, may I clarify that, though? I think Terry's point was that if there is an LSB or a committee meeting before the 20th, there wouldn't be any objection to doing it then and then announcing the results as early as possible. Is that correct, Terry?
That's not but
the word by doesn't bind you to doing it on the 20th. There's no difference.
Excuse me, Terry, did I interpret that correctly?
Yes, or we could just announce it at our meeting.
Or announce it at our meeting.
Can I get on the stack?
Yeah, Richard?
I just want to say, I've worked out 10-page contracts with three lawyers quicker than we're doing this.
I know.
Well, fine.
This is driving me crazy.
Well,
join the club.
It happens.
I'm going to take off the money.
All right. Is there any objections to Terry's change in language by email soon thereafter?
I don't know after what, but it doesn't matter.
After the meeting. All right, then let us accept that as finished and the entire motion then accepted and amended. All right.
Don returns.
Richard, once in a while we got some work done. Good. Now, I think the next item on the agenda was the approval of the minutes of March 12th. Does everybody have a copy of that? Mary just sent that out just before the meeting started.
Yeah, unfortunately, I wasn't able to get on sooner.
Point of order.
Oh, we have another item first.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
Is that
the executive session?
Yeah, I can speak to that. I have, and I'm sorry, I think I tried to get back to you before when you asked me, Serene, and I didn't. I don't know what happened, but that, I don't think you got my reply.
No, I didn't.
It could have been operator error. I mean, it could have been. I don't know where it is, though, but it's in my sent file, but it didn't go where it's supposed to go. I don't have any actions on the January one to make any minutes of, other than just to say we held the meeting, but there was no votes taken that I have got recorded. The other one, I do have some votes, and they're in my computer. I cannot open them up. It says can't find the file, and I see the file listed, but it won't open it. I don't know. That I'll figure this out. I was going to send them along because we agreed we could send them. And if not, since it's not that hard, if I have to, I'll do them over, but it's kind of annoying. So that's where that is. That's the February one.
Exactly.
And the January one, I don't, as I said, have anything. I don't know what one does in such a case. Just
no action. We just report no action.
No action. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I can send that out.
Yeah. Okay, so there are no minutes available for January, and we'll wait for the minutes as opposed to February. Are there any, since the issues that were discussed on this call has actually some bearing on who was, on the process of the selection of the National Election Supervisor, are there notes that any members took that they would be willing to share with the rest of the group, both
well,
people
I
who
have
would not?
Excuse me, may I interrupt? This is that was an executive session, I believe. So
I don't think we can write them
we
up.
Need
I'm
not
being
to
told
be right
I can't do that.
Discussing this now.
What is that? I'm not asking, Carolyn. You either misunderstood, or perhaps you should have simply let me finish. Any notes that they would be willing to share with other members of the committee, people who, had they been on the call, would have been entitled to hear everything that was discussed. Just to sort of, you know, level the playing field, if you will. As
no,
a
Wolf,
person, not, they're not
call.
Public.
Excuse me? Did I hear someone get on the stack?
Sorry, it's Carol Wolf.
Carol Wolf.
Carol?
I need to leave the call. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but I need to leave the call at this point. I'll be on for the next call.
All right. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye. I'm going to suggest that we wait for the minutes, and I will talk to you after the call, Mary, about exchanging that file and trying to get it opened.
Well, I have a point of information.
And then I'd like to finish.
Excuse me.
I was speaking when Carol needed to say goodnight, and then... no, actually, you interrupted me. My point was that everyone who is currently a member of this committee is entitled to know what happened in executive session. So while there may not be formal minutes for the January meeting, I'm asking whether, as a courtesy, members of this committee who were mm-hmm. present on that call would be willing to share their notes with other members of the committee, and not suggesting that they be published, and certainly with regard to the second session, we will have to see what the minutes actually say to decide whether or not they should be published. But that's my question.
Well, that, and for that, I have a point of information.
Okay.
Mary?
Yeah, since we have Terry, my understanding is that in an executive session, you can only write up actions. I wouldn't have minded writing notes, but are we allowed to do that? It seems that I've never been allowed to do that, just the actions that were taken. And if there's no actions, then I am precluded from writing up anything. Is that correct?
That is my understanding.
Is there a way
you were
of dealing
asking
with
me,
Serene's?
But I'm...
Uh-huh. In other words, if I put my point of information another way, is there a way of doing what Serene is asking?
I'll defer to Terry. My own opinion would be not, but Terry or...
Yes. Mm-hmm. Under Robert's rules, committees don't actually require minutes. What are recorded are notes in the nature of minutes that the committee chair can use for reference. In formal minutes, the minutes should not include the discussion, but should only include the motions proposed, passed, failed, and points of order. There's nothing in the rules to prevent members from sharing their notes with other members, including information from executive session.
Privately.
Mm-hmm. Privately. Yeah.
Stack.
That's why I said not
okay.
to be public.
Richard?
Stack.
Richard, go ahead.
I don't think I was on the
stack. Pardon?
No, that's Ted.
I didn't ask to speak.
Oh, I'm sorry. Whose voice was that?
Ted.
Ted, go ahead, Ted.
Well, I'm not sure what it says in Robertson. I'm sure that Terry is not quoting verbatim. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which we are also under the influence of, does require minutes and does require a public publishing of those minutes. And if we want to lose CPB funding by failing to publish the minutes
that is something that we will be putting exposing ourselves to.
No, I want
to. Okay, I'd like to be on the stack. This is Melinda.
All right, Melinda. Yes.
I think that it's very well understood as material that's in executive session. We do not have to put out a public minutes for something which is an executive session.
Right.
Public meetings, yes, but not for executive
right.
sessions. That subjects us to lawsuit.
Right.
I want to speak to that.
Richard?
Yeah, that's absolutely illegal. That's wrong. You're just wrong on that. Any decisions that are in executive session that don't disclose confidential information have to be made public.
But
if you decide to fire somebody, you've got to say, we made the decision to fire somebody. You don't talk about the details, but you cannot hide the decisions that you make. But I think Mary's right. If no decision, then there are no minutes. Just the fact that a bunch of people talked about something, we don't, at least at KPFA, we don't keep track of all the miscellaneous conversation, because the only possible way you can do that is to have a professional court reporter, or you tape the whole meeting and have it transcribed, which costs a fortune. So we do actions. Whatever actions happen, those get reported. And if we didn't have any actions, there weren't any. But if there were actions, even in executive session, unless they expose a confidentiality, they have to be reported. That's called transparency.
Thank you, Richard. That is in my understanding, too. And I'd like to move along now. I think what we've agreed to is that we will await any actions taken at the February meeting, and we will help Mary decipher that file. And there are no notes from January. And anyone who wishes to help Serene privately is free to do so.
Yeah.
Actually, this is a point of personal privilege. I was not making the request simply for me, although one of those calls began, as you know, at 10 p.m. Eastern. But there are many members who are currently active on this committee who had not yet been nominated by their local boards, and who in fact will live with the results of, you know, decisions coming out of information shared at those meetings. So sharing it with other committee members, and I did use the word members, plural, is something that I think is quite reasonable, and I was simply making the request, as I said, as a courtesy. I don't know where people got into publishing and non-publishing and that whole debate. That's not what I said.
Thank you. All right, let's move right along. Next item is the approval of the minutes of March 12th.
So moved.
So moved.
Jack.
All right, any objections or discussions?
Stack, please.
Stack? Yes,
yeah.
Go ahead.
I actually was online at about maybe 7, but I know Mary said she's been having computer trouble and wasn't able to post the minutes shortly before we started. So I would ask that this be postponed until the next meeting, when people have had a chance to actually look over the minutes. Only those people who are online and who can read minutes as they do this call have been able to review the minutes.
All right. Any objections to that, to waiting? Does anyone see any problems with that? How many other people did not get to see the minutes, just out of curiosity?
This is Harrison. I did.
Okay. Well,
no,
Harrison,
Harrison,
you don't have email access at all, I know. Who else? Somebody have water running in the background, or I hear a terrible lot of background noise.
Mm-hmm. I hear cars. Maybe.
Is it
I also hear
traffic?
Like, I don't know, it's a noise.
Sounds like water or something very
water.
Noisy. There, that's better, thank you. Well, I'm not sure that needs to take a vote. Is there anyone objecting to postponing the approval of those minutes? Because not all the members have seen them?
Point of order.
Yeah.
Point of order.
Mm-hmm.
Madam Chair, there is... there's a rule within Roberts, and I hope you'll rule that my point of order is correct. It is my understanding that within Roberts, even if we approve these minutes, if at some point in time in the future, as long as the action that we are approving does not fully get implemented, we can go back and correct the minutes at some subsequent time if we don't approve the minutes, then those things that we that transpired cannot be brought before the. I'm not sure about this, so if Richard or somebody else wants to correct me on this, but I don't think we can present information with the kind of confidence that we should have to the national board as being the decision of the committee if we don't approve the minutes. So there's no harm in not approving the minutes unless the minutes are inaccurate, and I would hope the members of this committee who sit on the national board would carefully review them to make sure that they accurately reflect what this committee has done. But if we don't start approving minutes, we're hamstringing the entire committee. That is my understanding.
And so you're objecting to postponing the approval?
Correct.
Yes. All right. Anyone else want to speak to that issue?
Yes, I would.
I'm sorry, who was that?
I'll speak after Richard since I have spoken before.
Yes. Richard?
Well, just that Ted's right that you can go back and, you know, amend the minutes easily if somebody that didn't see it tonight says, oh, they got my name wrong or something. You know, it's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm. All right. Serene?
Yeah, I know that we can revisit the minutes, and I'm not sure that's always the best use of our time. I think that, you know, with all due respect to Mary, and I know doing minutes is hard work, they were posted less than an hour before the meeting. I know she had computer trouble. I totally understand that. But I think that that's a very different situation than if they had been out there for you know, three or four days and people had an opportunity to review them and didn't. So I do think that under these circumstances, although we can always revisit, it just seems to me that we'll be using, you know, time to do it today, perhaps, and then time to do it again on our next meeting, and that's not terribly efficient. So considering the lateness of the posting, I think we should simply do it at the next meeting.
Anyone
Stack,
want
please.
To speak to that?
This is
yes.
Ted.
Yes,
this is Ted.
Ted.
What I would like to ask Mary to do, since she wrote them, is to go to the action items that are contained within those minutes that have some bearing on the next national board meeting. It is that which I am most concerned about. Without approving them, I don't think that the actions that we have approved can go forward, and I think also for those people who might be listening on the stream, they ought to know what is in the minutes that are action items, and it's that I'm most concerned about. Any other parts of the minutes we could revisit in the future, but I don't want to delay the process.
Well, the motion, I'm sorry, someone on the stack?
Can I be on the stack?
Richard?
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead, please. And LaVarne.
I understand Serene's concern, but the reality is if we put it over next meeting, we're guaranteeing we're going to talk about it next meeting. If we pass it now and somebody reads it, unless they have a problem with it, it won't come up again. So we can get rid of it
hearing,
now, possibly.
Excuse me.
Mary Berg on the staff.
Said,
yes.
Sorry, go ahead.
LaVarne, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Okay, yeah. You know, I think that, you know, the point is made that, you know, we've been discussing not approving the minutes, so then we'll discuss when it goes on the next meeting, approving or not approving the minutes. So I think, you know, the minutes should be approved. Also, I'd just like to say that Mary has also been very ill since the PNB meeting, and she suffered the same poisoning that I suffered from when I had to go to the hospital, and she's been very ill. So that's another reason in terms of trying to get minutes out and getting things done. Because just basically, you know, when you have food poisoning, it destroys everything in terms of trying to get stuff done. So I appreciate the work that Mary did. And, you know, I would move that we just approve the minutes and move on. Thank you.
All right, Mary.
The only actions, they're fairly simple because it took a long time, but we worked through that regularizing the membership, and we really only actually voted on one paragraph.
Mary, I'm going to interrupt for a minute.
The
motion is to approve or not approve, and if it's not approved, then we go to
Melinda.
I was speaking
to what was that.
I know, and I'm saying that's out of order until we deal with the motion on the floor to approve or not approve. If we could go to that, I think we need to vote on that. If that's voted down, then we'll go to Ted's,
Madam Chair,
yes,
debate in this committee is unlimited. I could go and read that portion, but I'm not as quick to find it as Mary is. I would appreciate it if the chair would just allow her to read this small section of the minutes so that we're all clear on what it is that she wrote, and that should go on to the national board.
Is there any objection to that?
Yeah, point of order.
Yes.
There's a difference between reading minutes and having minutes read to you. They call them reading minutes because when you look at the printed word, it's very different from hearing it over the telephone. So if we're going to, and I was very clear that my objection to approving the minutes tonight was in no way a personal criticism of Mary, so I don't know why someone felt the need to do that, but whatever. There's a difference between those two processes, and the minutes were just posted.
Yes, well, that's a repetition, I think. So
okay, well, let's not
move on back to
hearing the minutes.
Ted's
point. I'm sorry, Madam Chair, I wasn't finished. You recognize?
Yes, I'm saying your point is somewhat out of order at this point.
You recognized me. I'm speaking. You've decided that you made a mistake in recognizing me, and I'm now out of order.
No, I've listened to you, and
then
I think the point is not well taken. I'm saying the point is out of order, and I think we need to move on. Is there any objection to Ted's reading this? Serene has made her objection. Anyone else have any other objections?
Yes, I object. We really don't need to be read to. Why don't we just have it sent to all of us?
Mary Berg?
Yes,
Don White on the stack.
Go ahead. Hello? Mary, and then Don.
There's nothing in here that needs to go to the board. It was a work in progress, so we're not going to report that we approved one paragraph out of five. So there's nothing to be reported that the board.
Don?
Well, I think Mary just answered my question. It seems to me the fundamental question is there anything that would impede our work vis-a-vis tomorrow night's PNB meeting if we do not approve these minutes? And apparently there is nothing that we need to approve in order to present to the PNB tomorrow. In such case, I think it can be postponed till the next meeting. I was going to support the reading of any section that we need to approve so that we can be effective before the national board tomorrow.
Well, if we don't get to the rest of it, there certainly is nothing to report. If we keep on like this, we won't ever finish that whole thing.
Well, that's why I say I think you answered my question.
There won't be anything to report till we get on with it.
Well, that's why I said I think you answered my question, that these minutes are not the important thing at this present meeting.
Well, they're on the agenda, and we need to, I think, move to a vote if there are no objections. Mary, would you like to call the roll?
Okay.
Point of clarification.
Is this
a vote on the motion to postpone consideration?
I thought it was a vote to approve the minutes. Okay, am I wrong about that?
I've lost track.
It's a vote on the
I believe Serene moved to postpone.
Okay.
I
think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct.
And we didn't actually. You're right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, postpone. Okay. Well, I'm going to come back to me. Carolyn?
No.
Okay. Terry?
Yes.
Patty? I'll come back to her. Okay, Melinda? Melinda, are you muted?
Let me come back to me.
Okay. Richard?
This is to approve the minutes?
No,
it's
to postpone
a motion to postpone consideration.
Oh, no.
Okay. Serene?
Yes.
Zarina? She was here before. Deb, you're not here. No. Okay, Ted?
Yes.
LaVarne?
No.
And Carol has gone. Okay.
Zarina, I was muted.
Oh, okay.
Yes. No.
Okay. It's a vote to postpone consideration of the minutes.
Okay, and I'll say no. This is Melinda.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't get what Zareen said.
Sorry.
Zareen, I'm sorry. Zareen, I'm mixing everybody's name up. Okay. Zareen,
yeah.
You vote no.
I said yes.
Oh, you said yes. Okay, sorry.
Yeah,
okay.
Somebody else said no.
Yeah, okay. Harrison?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Okay, so now Patty? I think she's probably just muted. Patty, are you muted? Unmute and vote. Okay. Now you, let's see, who wanted me to go back? Oh, Melinda, but you voted. Okay, so it was just me. I'm going to vote no. So there is one, two, three. Six yes. And five no. Right? Okay, so it passes, right? Six,
right.
Six, five, no.
The minutes are postponed until the next meeting.
Oh, wait a minute. Did I, one, two, three, five. No, it's a tie. I'm sorry, I counted. It's a tie. Five yes, five no.
Wait.
Well, so it...
It failed, right? It's a tie.
Do you want to count that again, Mary?
Okay.
I don't have a tie.
Well, Terry... Yes. Sareen, yes. Ted, yes. Harrison, yes. And Don, yes. That comes to five. Right?
Zarina.
She voted yes.
And Zarina.
Yeah.
Said
oh,
yes.
Wait. Okay. Oh, did I goof on how I wrote that? One, two, three, four, five. I was right the first time. It is six. Okay, so it does pass.
It passed. All right.
This is Patty.
Oh, Patty. You want to cast your vote? Can she cast a vote?
Not really.
No, I'm sorry. I got dropped off the call.
Oh.
So, I don't know what we're even voting on. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Point of order?
Yes, ma'am.
A vote can't be submitted after the vote. The call, the count has been announced.
Yes, we said that she wasn't voting.
Yeah.
Now the approval of the next meeting date, third Sunday, is May 21st. Are there any objections to that?
Zareena will not be on that. I'm filming in New York, so I can't be there.
You should
by
ask
telephone?
For an excuse.
Well, do they have telephones in where you're in New York?
I'm going to be filming. I'm going to be busy.
All right.
Not,
all right.
But don't you don't have to cancel it or postpone it for me.
Why don't we do it on Mother's Day?
What's Mother's Day?
The 14th.
Oh.
Any other objections to the 21st? Should we leave
the 21st is also not good for me.
Oh, really? Anyone else who can't make it? Does anyone want to propose an alternate date?
We're talking about the 21st?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do we have to do a Sunday, or can we consider another date? Mm-hmm.
Well, we've wasted so much time trying to consider other dates, and it never comes out to any reasonable time. Why don't you propose another date, and we'll take a vote.
Wednesday the 24th.
Wednesday for the 24th. All right. Anybody who cannot make that?
I think I probably can't. I'm not positive.
Yeah, Wednesday's good.
Did you check the calendar, Rosarian?
I don't have access to the internet now.
Checking.
Well, I can see if there's a P in
there. I'm not big on Wednesdays.
Yeah, I almost certainly could not. No.
We usually have our meetings on Wednesdays, the LSV.
This is Harrison. Could I speak for a minute?
Yes, Harrison.
In general, I think it's really a good idea to get a regular date so that we can work our schedules around something that's expected. And
well,
it's sort of a bad idea to spend time changing, spending a lot of time trying to find the best date each month.
Oh, that's a point well taken. Actually, we've been through this so many times before.
We've had
I think you're correct. We did settle on the third Sunday, and
mm-hmm.
I know some people are inconvenienced, but the fewest numbers seem to be inconvenienced on Sunday. So let's leave it at the 21st, unless someone needs to think we take need to take a vote on that, or can we agree on that? With apologies to those who cannot make it.
If I can speak just once more again, I think that should be the normal procedure, that
mm-hmm.
we should presume that they will be on the third Sunday and change it only under some kind of dire circumstances.
Oh, good point. That's what we had done, actually.
Mm-hmm.
This was raised again. All right, let's leave it at the 21st, if that's all right, and move on. Now, the corrected agenda I have on mine, is that correct, that the reports are next?
Mm-hmm.
All right, then I just had a brief comment about what we already know, and that is that Les Radke has been hired as the National Election Supervisor, and he said he might try to be on the call tonight. So far, he hasn't made it. I just wanted to thank the Technical Advisory Work Group, Jack Van Aken and Art Stasny, for all their work. They did a terrific amount of work, and forwarded that at this point. I think the supervisor has most of that. And I know that the timetable that Les had proposed was to try and hire a committee as soon as possible.
Supervisors?
No, an administrations committee. We had recommended one, and he was working on that.
Huh.
And then to look for local supervisors. And that was all I knew of the timetable. I did ask for a press release, and I understand that one will be coming out very soon about Les's hiring that we can all point to if we want to on the Pacifica board. But that was the end of my report.
And staff, please.
Questions about the report? Yes?
Yes, if I'd like to get on the staff.
All right, if we can make this the report discussion is very brief, I'd appreciate that. Go ahead, Serena.
Well, for people who don't know Les Radke personally and who are listening on the stream,
mm-hmm.
perhaps you can tell us what his background is in Pacifica, who made the decision to hire him, what role he had in the elections committee work so far or prior to his hiring.
Mary Berg.
Oh, that's reasonable. Yes, Mary. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, one more thing. And this whole hiring of the administration committee, when the PNB approved that, and where the budget line is for that, and how many people are we talking about, and what are they supposed to be doing?
Well, I can answer the questions about Les Radke.
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Les Radke has been involved with the proportional representation voting, member of the Northern California chapter of the... I'm blanking on the name, although he got me to join it at one point. Also, it's now become Fair Vote, sort of, but it's proportional representation organization, the same ones that got the vote in San Francisco that Stephen Hill is involved with. And for many years, Les was very intimately involved with that and extremely conversant with voting methods and all about that. He was the local supervisor. Well, he was one of the people who helped craft the election procedures that we used at KPFA, among others, for the first 2 years before to vote for our local advisory boards before the bylaws were approved and we went national. And he was the local supervisor here the first year of us, of our, when we did get the bylaws approved. I can't speak to the administrative committee. Did I answer all your questions about Les Radke? I'm not sure.
I thought people might want to know also who made the decision to hire him and what
who
role
made the
has
decision.
In
well,
this
that was,
committee.
That was the executive director, and we also made recommendations, did we not, from this committee?
I don't think we made a formal recommendation.
Maybe we didn't.
But individuals did, yes.
Well, there were two candidates. And one, it was felt by some people on evidence that one candidate would really be disqualified. So there are not many people who are expert in that, in these fields.
Your second question, Serene, was about the
company administrative committee.
Administrative company that is going to
be Mary was also going to answer the last question about Les, his role with this present committee prior to his hiring.
The only role he's had is one time to consult with us. I don't remember if you were on the call.
That was in response to a question from Rob Robinson,
involved.
I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he wasn't involved with this committee at all.
And he was on the committee's listserv for how long?
He and Art Stasny and Jack Van Aken, and there's somebody else as a technical in the technical
Robert
capacity.
Roger Zimmerman.
Max Blanchet.
And Roger Zimmerman. That's right. And Max Blanchet.
No, Roger was not on the technical support committee. Max Blanchet and Steve Brown later joined that technical advisory committee.
Steve
I'm saying he and others were invited to join the committee and were on the committee's listserv for what period of time?
I'm not
the
sure of the exact dates. I can look that up. I know I took
I think that would be interesting for people to know since they're also confidential documents on the listserv to which they would have they have access by virtue of their presence what's the term you were using for them?
Consultants.
Consultants.
Technical
there
support.
We
yeah. Well, they were looking over issues about what company to use and things like that. So they came on for that period, which was sometime in the beginning of this year, I think.
Or I thought it was earlier than that, but okay.
Maybe it was. I can't.
Okay. Thanks, Mary.
All right, Terry. Do you have a report?
I have a question on your report, and it's tied in with old business item number 2 about Terry Barishas's previous report, and currently that report is considered to be confidential. I'm wondering if Les Radke and other members of the national election staff are privy to that information.
They're not staff, they're consultants. They're people who aren't even board members who are on the listserv who have access to that confidential information.
Well,
Terry
whoever
Bridges
they are, that's my question. Who
Terry
has that?
Terry Barishas was the national supervisor at the time that that Les Radke was the local supervisor. So as far as I know, Terry Barishas sent that to the local supervisors himself. So I could be wrong about this recollection.
Yes, that is correct, I believe.
To the board.
Because they were working together.
The report was sent to the board.
Yes.
I guess my question is more hypothetical than I'm wondering if he was a newcomer to this organization, and I'm also wondering about people who serve on local election committees, if they will be privy to the suggestions presented by Terry Barishas.
As a
Terry Barishas made a public report and a private report.
Right.
And the public report, they certainly will have access to. The private report, they will not.
We did not have access to that.
No.
I was on
the local. Follow up on Ted's question?
Yes.
Madam Chair, when you decided to add people who are not board members and therefore who are not bound by their fiduciary responsibilities, did you have them execute confidentiality agreements before you gave them access to all that information?
No, I accepted that verbally. I didn't do it in writing.
Well, it's worth the paper it's written on. You know, that's an old lawyer's joke.
All right. Any other questions on that issue?
I have a point of information on the prior issue.
Yes.
I'm not clear what time our next meeting is going to happen.
Well, if we set it at 8 p.m. as usual, 5 Pacifica time, it will stay the same. If anyone has a reason for a change, we have changed it sometimes half an hour up or down to suit people's other schedules.
But the regular time is 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Eastern time?
Yes, that's what we've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Carolyn?
Yes?
Are you going to answer the question about the administrations committee?
I'm sorry, I missed that question. What was
the administrations
question?
Under whose authorization? Where is the money coming from? How many people? What will they be doing?
Well, that is a recommendation. This committee made a recommendation to the PNB. And at this point, the board, as you know, moved to give it to have the executive director negotiate with any committee with, I assume, the CFO, as I recall that motion. And that is where it sits right now. And no committee has been selected. That is still up in the air. In other words, we made a recommendation, and it's sitting there.
Okay, and where's the money?
And that's all I know. That's all I know. At the moment, we made the recommendation, and it's sitting there. There's a budget for the elections, as you know. And more than that, I do not know. That's up to the CFO and the ED to negotiate that.
If they deem such a committee necessary.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's a question. Sorry.
I'm sorry? I thought that was a statement. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well, that's the question, Carolyn. Is it if they deem such a committee necessary?
I didn't know that was a question.
Mm. Well, I've just told you it's a question, so would you answer it? I mean, it's about the committee.
I'm sorry. I really object to your tone. I'm not sure that you're asking me for something that you should be asking the PNB. The question is, what is the status of our recommendation? And I've told you where it is. And that is all I know.
You don't know.
Terry?
Yes. Just in response to an earlier question, I have the dates at which Jack Van Aken, Steve Brown, and Max Blanchet were added to the list, if
mm-hmm.
you want me to announce that.
Yes, go ahead.
Jack Van Aken was added on October 29th, 2004. Steve Brown was added on March 8th, 2006. Max Blanchet was added March 12th, 2006.
Okay. And Les?
Thank you.
And Les, I can't tell because he's no longer on the list.
But
the chair might know with respect to those other ads when Les was on the list.
Yes.
Yeah, the moderator was on. Okay, mm-hmm. Thanks.
I'll have to look that up. All right, Terry, I think that the next report is yours, the listservs work group.
Yes, I haven't gotten reports from other members of the work group with regard to yay or nay on the three samples. Beta test established, so I'll go ahead and move that we have a public listserv on Google.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm Mary Bird here. I meant to do that and recommend it to you because I did play with all three of them, but I didn't get my report back. But Google was the one I would have chosen.
Oh, I came on late, and I've been delinquent. I have not checked. My only objection to Google, of course, is their policy in China and their habit of holding on to everything forever and ever, but I suspect that Yahoo does as well.
Oh, they do even more. They mark, not only hold it, but they market it, and look at the fine print.
Well, then we have to, I think we have to get from the work group some parameters for this group. If we can agree on Google, which is fine with me, then we have to develop some parameters for how the group will be set up.
Okay, I can do that next meeting.
All right.
Set up something and send it to the members of the work group.
Okay.
All right. That's good.
Great.
Okay, and I think the next report is also yours, Terry, on the staff teleconference.
Yes, on that I can report that I dropped the ball.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Terry.
Well, pick it up.
I said I can report that I dropped the ball.
The men say it louder, geez.
Actually, can I add to that?
Hello? Yes, go ahead, Tara. I'm sorry, Serene.
I'm shouting. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
What did you say? I couldn't hear you.
Serene, did you want to add to that?
Yeah, in fact, the New York contingent had responded with, I think, what was it, 3 dates? One of them was to have been today until, the date was taken by the committee chair when she announced the change of date from the date we'd all voted on. So I know that at least one person from KPFA did in fact respond, indicated her dates of availability, and then she was out of town for a period of time, and then we sort of need to resume that communication. And with that in mind, I actually have a motion. But I can wait till Terry's finished if he wanted to add something else.
I'm ready for a motion.
Or Mary, did you have something to
no,
add?
That's okay, because I had to miss
Mary.
That so, because it was a conflict, so
yeah.
I couldn't do anything constructive.
Okay.
Before we continue, point of information, who are the members from KPFA? I know there was a question early on as to who they were. Do you have a list of who they are?
I have no idea.
There is some question about it because of the unpaid staff council, and one person has said she's resigning, but maybe she's not, so it's not certain exactly. We did have a person designated, I remember at the time.
A person designated to?
From the unpaid staff council.
To be on the teleconference?
Yeah, and we also had Bonnie Simmons.
Terry can report who he's.
Yeah.
Who he plans to invite.
Yeah.
Convening it.
All right. Terry?
From the committee, Terry Goodman, Mary Berg, and Serene Roberts. From the WBAI, UPSOC, Ken Nash, Janine Harper, Luis Reyes Rivera, Marquez Mosson, and Margaret Dominique. From the KPFK UPSO Council, Saram Aghamir, Sally Phillips, Dirk Richardson, Serge Morel, and Saraya Sayadi.
Yeah, those are the five members of the UPSOC, of the Unpaid Staff Council, but there was also Bonnie Simmons that you had invited.
She would have
she
to...
She was not available at that time.
Yeah. If one of the UPSOC members can't make it, I was intending to allow them to appoint Bonnie, if they wished, as an alternate.